Okay, we are been talking about this month about the attitude of gratitude that we are to have. And we're going to start with the, would help if I turn on the PowerPoints, wouldn't it? We're going to start with the story of the 10 lepers. And most of us are familiar with that, but let's go over to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17 and verse 11. While he was on the way to Jerusalem, he was pausing between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him, and they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." I'm sure all 10 of these men were very happy to have been healed. Leprosy is a disease that I'm told is quite a miserable one. And perhaps in their joy, 9 rushed off. They needed to see the priest, and then they were going to tell their loved ones. But only one, realizing he had been healed, turned around to give thanks. See, oftentimes we're so caught up in our own personal miseries that when they're suddenly gone, we just simply forget to say thank you. What we're told is that God wants our appreciation. In Hebrews chapter 13, Hebrews chapter 13, and in verse 15, Hebrews 13, verse 15. "Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name." That is our goal. That is what we ought to do. We should be always finding things, because they're all there throughout our lives, to be able to give thanks to God. Over in Psalms 50, Psalms chapter 50, and in verse 14, "Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and pay your vows to the Most High." That's the sacrifice God wants. Too often the Jews focused on the animals that they were going to offer and things like that, and God had asked for those. But what God is asking is a sacrifice of thanks, taking time out of our busy schedule to just tell God thank you. In Psalms 95, we're to approach God with thanksgiving. Psalms 95 and verse 2. "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms." The songs that we sing are also a way of thanking God as we give praise to him. And in Psalms 100, which we're going to talk about in more detail tonight, but Psalms 100, verse 4, it says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise." This is how we ought to come before God. And so often we don't think about God except when we're miserable and we have something that we want to complain about. Dot Aaron wrote a poem, and it starts out saying, "Today upon a bus I saw a lovely girl with golden hair. I envied her, and she seemed so gay. I wished I was as fair. When suddenly she rose to leave, I saw her hobbled down the aisle. She had one leg and wore a crutch, and as she passed, a smile. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have two legs. The world is mine. And then I stopped to buy some sweets. The lad who sold them had such charm. I talked with him. He seemed so glad. If I were late, it would be do no harm. And as I left, he said to me, thank you. You've been so kind. It's nice to talk with folks like you. You see, I'm blind. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have two eyes. The world is mine. Later, walking down the street, I saw a child with eyes of blue. He stood and watched the others play. It seemed he knew not what to do. I stopped a moment, then I said, why don't you join the others, dear? He looked ahead without a word, and then I knew he could not hear. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have two ears. The world is mine. With legs to take me where I would go, and with eyes to see the sunset glow, with ears to hear what I would know, oh God, forgive me when I whine. I'm blessed indeed. The world is mine. And I thought that poem so well expressed the idea that we take so many things in our lives for granted, not realizing the blessings that God has been giving us. And God deserves our thanks. Take a look at James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 17. For every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. Every good gift comes from God. And that includes the little things that we so much take for granted. God made us. God designed us. And we ought to be appreciative of all that God has done for us. In Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 20. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. Everything that we have, we ought to give thanks for. I don't think we could list them all. We could spend all day just listing them out. There are plenty of things to give God thanks for. In Psalm 68, there's an interesting, and it's read two different ways depending on your version. But in Psalm 68 and in verse 19, Psalm 68, verse 19, blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burdens, the God who is our salvation. God supports us. Another way this verse has been translated, God loads us down with blessings. But either way you look at it, God deserves our thanks. He supports us. He helps us in so many ways. In fact, even as we talked about last week, even when we're being disciplined, in Psalms 118, Psalms 118 and verse 18. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I shall enter through them. I shall give thanks to the Lord. Even in the point of being disciplined, the writer, and I think it's the writer's David, I didn't double check. Doesn't say who the writer is. The writer says, even in the point of being disciplined, he says, I can be thankful. He didn't discipline me to death. I can enter his gates with thanksgiving. I want to share another poem that Bernard Patrick wrote. He says, "My thanks comes easily when my fortunes rise, and my will is king, and all the world is seems my estate. My thanks comes easily at such times. But wait. Today, let me reflect upon those thanks I owe, but which I find express themselves less fluently. Today, let me remember to give thanks not only for the sunlight, but for those darker hours that teach me fortitude. Let me profess today a grateful heart, not merely for successes that I may know, but as truly for those failures that teach me humility." We have to find reasons to be thankful. It's all around us. Even in the hard times, when things don't go our way, there's reasons to be thankful. Now, as part of our memory verse that we have, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it ends up with our memory verse. 1 Thessalonians 5. We're told how, what ways we can give thanks to God. 1 Thessalonians 5, starting with verse 16. "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." It's unfortunate that when this section got translated, they split the sentence up into little phrases. But I want you to notice, always rejoice, pray without ceasing, in everything giving thanks. It all goes together, flows together. There's so many things that we can be thankful to God for. And in 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1, "First of all, then, I encourage that entreaties and prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men." It's not just about being thankful for what happens to me. I ought to also be thankful for what God has done for all of us, for everyone in the world. And again, I can pray and I can express that. I ought to. In Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And again, our prayers, even when we're asking for help, should still have the idea of thankfulness. All through this month, we've been reading a lot out of the Psalms. And I've been picking out the sections that talk about thankfulness. But if you read the whole Psalms, a lot of them talk about how horrible things are going at the moment. And he suddenly shifts over and says, "I'm going to thank God." Think about that in your prayers. Do you talk only about the misery and leave it there? Or do you go back to thanking God? We ought to have a balance in our prayers. We ought to have a concept that even in the worst and darkest times, God deserves our thanks. We should not be like ungrateful children who ask for favors and never stop to thank the one who's benefiting us for his kindness. And as we mentioned also, we can be thankful in song. In Psalms chapter 30, Psalms 30, which we looked at last Sunday. But Psalm 30, and starting with verse 1. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up, and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you healed me. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You have kept me alive that I would not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you his godly ones, and give thanks to his holy name. We're here. We're still alive. For that we can give thanks to God. We just partook of the Lord's Supper just a little bit ago. But take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Even when we partake of the Lord's Supper, we are thanking God for his gift. Jesus died so that we might have salvation. We're proclaiming that to the world. We're proclaiming that we know our Lord is coming back. And for that, we can be thankful. In fact, Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, Colossians 3 and verse 17, whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Whatever we do, that doesn't leave out much. Because we are able to do something. We ought to be able to give thanks through Jesus, appreciating God's benefits to us. In Psalms 116, Psalms 116, and starting at verse 12, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I shall lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. All may be in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones. O Lord, surely I am your servant. I'm your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. Even in death, we can be thankful. God has freed us from sin. And as we serve him in our obedience to him, we are showing our thankfulness to him. So we need to be remembrant to be thankful. In Psalms 103, Psalms 103, and starting with verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. That was the problem the Israelites had. For all that the Psalms told them to thank God, they forgot him. In Jeremiah chapter 3, or chapter 2, Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 32, God asked, can a virgin forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. How did Israel get so bad? And there's the answer. They forgot God. In chapter 3 and verse 21, a voice is heard on the bare heights, the weeping and supplications of the sons of Israel, because they have perverted their way, they've forgotten the Lord their God. See, one of the things of being thankful is that it keeps in memory who we are serving and what we ought to be doing. When we show obedience to God, we're showing thankfulness. But they have forgotten God. In Jeremiah 13 and in verse 25, this is your lot, the portion measured to you. From me, declares the Lord, because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. They got what they deserved because they forgot their God. An illustration of this is actually prior to this, it happened with Hezekiah. In 2 Chronicles chapter 32, 2 Chronicles 32 and in verse 24, 2 Chronicles 32, starting at verse 24, in those days Hezekiah became mortally ill, and he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him and gave him a sign. But Hezekiah gave no return for the benefit that he received, because his heart was proud. Therefore wrath came on him and on Judah and Jerusalem. However, Hezekiah humbled the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so the wrath of the Lord did not come on them in the days of Hezekiah. He humbled himself somewhat. But notice what happened. In his pride, he didn't give thanks to God. He didn't praise God for the benefits God gave him. And it wasn't just he who suffered. The entire nation did. You know, the same thing happened to the Gentiles. Paul talks about that in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 21, for even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks. But they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. It is a lack of appreciation that leads people to fall away from God. So we need to remember God, even in our youth. As Solomon said in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And in verse 1. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, when you will say, I have no delight in them. Youth is a time to definitely be appreciative. There's so many things. The world is yours. There's so many opportunities ahead. We need to remember God. That thankfulness honors God. In Psalms chapter 50. Psalms chapter 50. Starting at verse 22. Psalms 50, verse 22. Now consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you in pieces, and there will be none to deliver. He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me. And to him who orders his way aright, I will show the salvation of God. How do you honor God? How do you give thanks to him? Do what he has asked. Be thankful, and it will spread to other people as well. When you are showing thanks, when you have a happy attitude for what God has done. It spreads. And so we can join together and be thankful to God. In Psalms 34, and we'll end with this verse. Psalms 34, starting with verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I hope you'll think about these things. If there's anyone here who's not yet a child of God, there is no better time than right now to put on Christ. And for those of you who are children of God and would like the prayers of your brother on your behalf, why don't you come forward as we stand and sing the song that is so likely.